Well, it's important to understand that there's long been suspicions, but not really proof or evidence, of kind of this Saudi assistance. We knew that the links were there, and that and specifically this Fahd Al Thumairi, who was the imam at this King Fahd Mosque in Los Angeles. We knew that there were links there between him, this guy by the name of Omar al-Bayoumi, and those two hijackers, this al-Midhar and al-Hamzi. And actually this Omar al-Bayoumi, helped those two hijackers get established in the United States. He found them an apartment, lent them money, set them up with bank accounts. So he was thought to be, kind of an important person. And so there was always a suspicion, or there was always an investigation into whether or not he was linked back to the Saudis through this Al Thumairi, who was the imam at the mosque. Now, really in subsequent years, the families of the 9/11 victims have always also, sought to figure out what was going on. And in fact, they have brought a lawsuit against the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, basically accusing them of being involved. And as part of their lawsuit, they have been seeking, for the last several years to get documents released, from the FBI to kind of support their case against the Saudis. At the 9/11 ceremony, kind of last year, kind of the commemoration ceremony last year, many of the family members approached President Trump and basically asked him to intervene with the FBI and get them the information that they had been requesting to help with their lawsuit. We know at that point that Attorney General Barr had provided them with the name of this individual, but that was in a sealed court document, and it was a document that was, not supposed to be publicly released. But these families have progressed on with this lawsuit. They continue to press for the release of these documents, and what happened is in one of the court filings, where the FBI was basically trying to argue against this release, they made a mistake and forgot to redact the name of the Saudi embassy official in one of the places where he was mentioned. And so because of that, his name has now been made public and officially public, by the FBI.
This has taken place. These documents have come out. Do those documents in any way change your thinking about whether or not the Saudis were involved?
I think that there's still there are some unanswered questions, and this has been kind of the conundrum that has faced the FBI. And there's actually been some controversy within the FBI itself over the last several years. There is belief that somebody may have known something and may have caused this imam, this Al Thumairi and Al Bayoumi to reach out and help these hijackers. But there's no real smoking gun. There's no proof there. However, there are former FBI agents who investigated this, and certainly the families of the 9/11 victims believe that there's enough evidence of connections and contacts between these individuals to point in that direction, even if there's not a smoking gun. It's going to continue to be a controversial issue. There doesn't seem to be any hard evidence, but certainly circumstantially, it doesn't look good for the Saudis. Of course, part of the problem from the American perspective is we can't get a hold of these people, to interview them. So, for example, the Saudi embassy official who was here at that time and who was just named, he was here under diplomatic immunity. And so that does not give us the opportunity to interview him unless the Saudis waive that and allow us to. And that's not going to happen. So barring something like that, like actually talking to these people or some sort of major intelligence breakthrough, we're probably never going to know with 100% certainty exactly what went on.
Yeah, as you mentioned, the optics don't look good, but there just doesn't seem to be enough of anything to prove this happened.
Yeah, basically, we've known about most of the circumstances for quite some time now. And even there had been some previous leaks on the internet and in some other places about the identity of this individual. Now it's become official. However, that just doesn't, you know, solve the issue or solve the problem of not having the hard evidence. And there again, unless we have an opportunity to really interview these individuals, or unless there's some sort of, smoking gun piece of intelligence that shows up, it's really going to remain one of those nagging and persistent mysteries.
Scott Stewart, tactical intelligence expert and vice president at Torchstone Global. J.J. Green, WTOP News.